6. Can we open our Bibles to the book of Matthew, chapter 21? Matthew, chapter 21. Last week I preached something really interesting. And I'd love to always preach from my heart, but last week was on another level. There is something special about us as a people, and I feel very, very blessed and privileged to be a part of what the Lord is doing in this house and with these people. We are short of God's working among us. We are short of exploits, and our little one becomes a thousand, and our small one becomes a strong nation. Amen. Glory be to God. We'll read Matthew 21 from verse 1 to verse 11 of Matthew 21. And when they drew nigh unto Jerusalem, and were come to Bethphage, unto the Mount of Olives, then sent Jesus two disciples, saying unto them, Go into the village over against you, and straightway you shall find an ass tied, and a colt with her. Loose them, and bring them unto me. And if any man say aught unto you, you shall say, The Lord has need of them, and straightway he will send them. All this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet, saying, Tell ye the daughter of Zion, Behold, your king comes unto you, meek, and sitting upon an ass, and a colt of the foal of an ass. And the disciples went and did as Jesus commanded them, and brought the ass and the colt, and put on them their cloths, and they set him thereon. And a very great multitude spread their garments in the way. Others cut down branches from the trees and strewed them in the way. And the multitudes that went before and that followed cried, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Verse 10. And when he had come unto Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, Who is this? Verse 11. And the multitude said, This is Jesus, the prophet of Nazareth of Galilee. Can you say with me, say, My eyes are blessed, and they see. My ears are blessed, and they hear. My heart is blessed, I perceive correctly and accurately. Say it again, say, My eyes are blessed, and my eyes see. My ears are blessed, and my ears hear. My heart is blessed to perceive, to receive, and understand accurately. This is the story of Jesus going into Jerusalem, and he sent his disciples and said, By word of wisdom, go to this particular place and you will find some versions or some accounts focus on the donkey, but here it says the ass and the colt tied and loosing them. And if any man asks you, why do you do this? Speak to them in the language of the Lordship of the Maker of the heaven and the earth, and say, The Lord has need of them. Can I speak to somebody this morning? The donkey had been tied for a very long time, and it seems as though up until now, there is no use for the donkey. The donkey is probably, if capable of mental reasoning, wondering, what is it to me? Why am I going through all this? Is there not more to me than this? If you are in a season of your life right now where you feel a restriction upon you, and it feels as though you try to go to the right and the left, but you are pressed in on every side, and it feels like you are kept at a spot and there is not so much to you, and there are many questions and there are no answers, and it looks like every other person is making headways in their life, but you are at that point. You are about to enter a moment in your life where everything will make sense. You're about to enter into a season of your life where you will find that you were preserved for a purpose. You're about to enter into a season of your life where the Pharaoh who holds you down will hear the word of the Lord saying, let my people go that they may serve me. Can I decree and declare and prophesy and announce to you that very soon the chains on your hands and your feet will fall off. Very soon you will be able to enter the places you have dreamt of entering. Very soon you will be able to do more than you could have ever imagined. Very soon the things that you joke about and they look like fantasies will become your reality. Very soon you will walk into places that seemed restricted to you. Very soon you will talk with people that were leagues above you. Very soon you will enter places where you are not qualified by yourself, in yourself, of yourself to enter. Very soon there will be nothing practically, literally impossible for you. In the mighty name of Jesus. There was a man at the beautiful gate who was born lame, and all his life he had been restricted. There wasn't so much to him. He was dependent. He was dependent. He was dependent. Can I speak to somebody here who feels I'm at this point of my life, I should be able to get things done by myself and for myself. At this phase of my life, I should be able to stand on my own and give support and not need support. And you're wondering, when will these things be? In that story in Acts 3, the Bible says Peter and John walked in and saw the guy. And they saw him in the picture of what he could be and not what he was. And they said to him, you may be looking for a few coins to keep you going and help you get by, but there is more that God can do for you. And they said, we may not have what you think you need, but in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And the Bible says immediately his feet, bone, and ankle bones were strengthened when Peter pulled him up. The Bible says he was walking, he was leaping, he was praising God. And the same man entered with the apostles into the temple and was found in Solomon's porch. Could it be he had been dreaming, one day I'll be able to enter these places? One day my experience will change. One day my life will get an upgrade. Because at that time, under the law, it was not right for anybody with any blemish to stand before God's presence. So there were restrictions. And the Bible says, and the people saw him and said, is it not the same man who sat and begged for alms? Can I announce to you, very soon your pain will be in the past tense. Very soon you will look back and say, God, what have you done with my life? I never imagined this could be. Very soon you will stand like Jacob before Pharaoh. Can you imagine? Because of Joseph, Jacob was sent for and he stood before Pharaoh. And Pharaoh said, Shama, where have you been? How old are you? And the guy said, I've suffered. He was standing before the principal power of the world at that time. Doors will open for you. You will stand before kings, not before men. I decree, I declare that the chains that tied you down will be loosed. I decree that destiny will place a demand upon you and bring you out of the dunghill and make you to sit with the prince of this world. The Lord God who lifted Mephibosheth in spite of his limitations and disqualification and made him to sit with the princes of the king, he will lift you up. I feel that God has with me this morning to speak a word to address both the person who tied down and the chain with which you are tied down, and decree that you are entering a season of liberty. You are entering the acceptable year of the Lord. And can I announce to you, man, woman, whoever you are, wherever you are, whatever you are dealing with, you are loosed. You are loosed. Never again will you be so restricted. Never again will the enemy have a leash on you. And I was thinking for a bit, who tied the donkey? The owner. There are people who know you and they have a sense of entitlement, and they've spoken things or related with you in a way that made you feel restricted. And they probably said something into your life in the past that has been like a rope around your neck. And when you remember those words, it's like when David stood before Saul and said, I'm going to bring Goliath down. And Saul said, you can't, because this guy's been fighting since he was a youth, and you are but a youth. Those kinds of words, especially when it is from people you look up to, can tie you down. There are probably relationships that have tied you down. There are ways people are related with you that have tied you down. Sometimes there is even no spiritual thing tying you down. It's just a mentality that kept you at the spot. Can I prophesy? Right there, whatever the thing is, spiritual, mental, physical, economical, financial, that has tied you down, I command the chains to be loosed. I command the restrictions to be lifted. I command that the ban is lifted. I command the ban is lifted. From today you will enter where you want to enter. From today you will do what you want to do. You will have what you want to have. You will go where you want to go. You will be able to achieve what you want to achieve. There is more to you. Never allow the face of the chain to define you. There is more to you. Never allow the things that you have to deal with till this point to define you. There is more to you. Never allow the people around you to define you by the things they've said about you. There is more to you. Never allow anything in the environment to tie you down. There is more. It may not make sense till this point, but the one who made you is going to place demands upon your destiny. His voice will ring from the heavens. They will hear him and they won't be able to hold back. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Be lifted up, everlasting doors. Paluvra bekaros the key that you have of a. Lift up your head, all ye gates. In the ministries, in the offices, lift up your heads, all ye gates. The restrictions, lift up your head, all ye gates. Because the compulsion that kept you on the queue, lift up your head, all ye gates. The policies, the laws, the regulations that kept you down, lift up your head, all ye gates. The boss that said no, lift up your head, all ye gates. The environment that keeps you down, lift up your head, all ye gates. The things that keep you limited, lift up your head, all ye gates. Be lifted up, everlasting doors. No matter how long you've been there, no matter who kept you there, door, there is a Lord over your Lord. I come speaking in his name, placing demands on the destiny of everyone under the sound of my voice, that they have been tied up till this point, but by the power in the name of Jesus, I loose them. I lose them. Let me say this to you. You are not so much used to yourself or the Lord in your chains. There is so much more to you. Do you know how much you can do and you can be? If only the chains were loosed. The same donkey tied is the same one the king rode upon in glory. The story does not end in the chain. He said, lift up your heads. O ye gates, tell them and let them know, the Lord has need of them. The Lord has need of them. Can I say this? And this is very prophetic. For anyone who's been looking for a way out of a season of constraint, and you've been wondering, what is it to me? How will I come out of this? And you've been wondering, there is an instruction. Hear this, it's prophetic for you. Your way out of every restriction on your life is purpose. Of the donkey by itself, there isn't so much value. But because the King of the heavens had placed demand, it is purpose that loosed the donkey from the restrictions. It is purpose that gives the life of a thing meaning. It is purpose that takes you from that realm where you are down in the pit. What's purpose? Purpose is simply being in the Master's use, serving the design for which He needs you at that time. If you are saying, Lord, I need a raise, Lord, I want to do this, I want to do that. If you're saying, I don't want to be so limited in my life, I know I can do more. It is tied to the Lord having need of you. It is His command that releases you from the restriction you're going through. It is by the word of His mouth and the connection to His command and purpose that you are brought out of the thing that held you down and brought into a place of room where you are fruitful. The deliverance of the donkey was tied to the Master's use. Why will God open doors for you? For the Master's use. Why will God bring you into a bigger place? It's for the Master's use. Why will you stand before kings and not meet men? It is for the Master's use. Why will you be blessed so much, to have so much, to do so much? It is for the Master's use. Your life will not make sense outside the Master's use. Actually, you know, Pastor says something in the first service, and said, so powerful. Can I say this to you? You can have all the most amazing things working for you and live a secular life, and you will still feel a sense of constraint on your life. You still feel a sense that you are tied until you are connected to the Master's use. It is the Master's use that unlocks everything that you can be. You know, when David or any of the psalmists would write and say, for His name's sake, it is a weighty phrase. Abigail said, David, don't let the blood of this fool be upon your hands. Don't kill. He said, because the Lord has put you in His use. He wants you to be king over Israel. And she said something. He said, because you have taken it upon yourself to fight the battles of the Lord your God, therefore the Lord your God has bound you in the bundle of life with Himself. That means if God had to defend His life, it is the same measure with which He will defend your life. For the Master's use. There is a world of limitless possibility when you step into connection with the Master's use. It is the switch that makes the tied donkey to ride in glory. For the Master's use, it makes all the difference. Let me say this to you: your life in your hand is only going to fulfill the natural human cycle. There won't be anything extraordinary about you. But your life in His hands, like the 5 loaves and 2 fishes, anything placed in the Master's hand, He knows how to unlock every bit of possibility hidden within you. He knows how to bring out the treasure in the hidden vessel until the world sees more of the treasure than the hidden vessel. Your life is disguised and masked until purpose places a demand upon you. There is so much you can be, but you will not walk into it until the master sees. Which is why, friends, every time you go about your own thing, your own ambition, you are fortifying your being tied. You are straightening the cords that hold you down. Every time it's about you, I want to make this happen for myself, you are in a place where you are keeping yourself in restriction, in chains, and being tied. But let me say this. When it is about the master's use, there is no being born that can refuse or withhold from the Lord of the heaven and the earth. For the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. It is impossible for nature made and created to say, the Bible says, woe unto him that strives with his maker. It is impossible for anything to say no to the master. Which is why, listen to me, when things have been held back from you, and you stand in the place of purpose, and you speak like Paul, who says, I'm an apostle sent to the Gentiles, and I magnify my office, and you enter and speak to doors in the language of destiny and purpose, it will open for the master's use. They can't say no to the master. They can't say no to you. The Bible says, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. It literally means that the one who has come in the name of the Lord has all the empowerment of the Lord to make everything in your backs upon in the name of the Lord to prosper. The blessing is the empowerment by which it is impossible for man to fail. It is the empowerment of God, the backing of God that makes a man to prosper. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Your story does not end in being tied. Your story does not end in how you came from a disadvantaged background. There is glory ahead, but the glory is tied to the master's use. Listen to me. The same you that they thought they knew everything about the same you. You know you are from one local divine area somewhere. You know there are some terrible sounding places. Yeah, with due apology. But those places don't sound great. Like my hometown, it's called Igbotako. It does not inspire anything. It gives you, can even give you Lucifer, Igbotako. But God can pick a person from the most lowly of places. And while the master is sat on the donkey, the glory that the master enjoys, the donkey enjoys for his name's sake. Where the donkey was tied, nobody will cast their clothes upon it. Nobody will give it two glances. But the master, the master, when he rides in upon the donkey in all of the glory, it will shock you where the donkey can enter for his name's sake. It is for his name's sake that he will open those doors to you. It is for his name's sake that he will compel people to do things for you. It's for his name's sake that he will not withhold any. Do you know what it means? He made a demand and said, look, don't, you can't withhold anything. Even this donkey, I lose it because I have need of it. Imagine that God were to make a request. Who can say no to him? That's how unstoppable you get when you're tied to the master's use. He literally loosens up a world of endless, vast limitlessness of opportunities to you. I don't know why I feel a strong nudge in my spirit to emphasize this over and over again. My friend, there is so much more there is to you. So much more. So much more. Let me say something to you. As they rode into Jerusalem, with the palm fronds and everything, and all the glorious moments they walked in, the people were singing, Hosanna. And they were chanting, Hosanna. And they were screaming, Hosanna. Today, Hosanna has been used in the terms of a deep worship, calling to God. And Hosanna literally means, save us. Save us. Save us. We have heard of you from a distance. Save us. We know with you everything will be alright. Save us. We know you hold the answer. You hold the cure. You hold the solution. Save us. Let me say this. Jesus could not go until the donkey came. There are things the Lord wants to do upon the earth. But until you are ready and available, you limit what he can do upon the earth. Because Christ today is not here in flesh and blood. The body of Christ is the literal vehicle of the Lord upon the earth. Until we arise and connect ourselves in purpose, and we want to do so much, save so much, fix so much, but we won't be able to, because the donkey wants to stay tied. When you enter into purpose and you are joined with the Lord, that partnership helps the world to be a better place. More problems will be solved. More tears will be wiped. More sick folks will be healed. More questions will be answered. There is a literal cry from the earth to the Father, save us! Save us! Save us! But he said, I need a donkey. I'm searching for a man. I need someone who will get over themselves and connect to higher purpose. I need someone who will get over the fact that there is no child and begin to believe for a Samuel. Who won't just meet their needs but touch the nation. There is so much more God can do when the people are lying for the master's use. Everybody wants to have a good life and do things, but everything is tied to the master's use. Luke chapter 4 verse 43. Christ said, for it behooves upon me to go to other cities to preach the gospel of this kingdom, for this purpose was I sent. I'm not going to the other cities on vacation. I was sent for this. I'm not standing in those conferences just to put myself out there. It's not about me. I was sent for a purpose. There is more about me. There is more to me. And everything is unlocked in the master's use. The Lord has need of me. Many times we sit in a place and we are bemoaning our need. How much more I could have, how much more I should have been doing, how much more I should have progressed in life, how much more. But you don't understand that your need is an opportunity upon the earth for God to meet a bigger need. Until you see it, you will stay and die tied. Abraham needed a son. God wanted a lineage. By the time God was replying to the need of Abraham, it wasn't about him anymore. God was talking about blessing the whole family on earth. The donkey wants to be untied, but God has Hosanna on his mind. Save us. Save us. Save us. You just want a food or a meal or something somewhere, and God is saying, invention. You just want a loaf of bread, God is saying, bakery. You will discover that life will open up to you on a bigger level than whatever you were imagining if you will put everything in his hands. Joseph just had a little dream. In his mind, the peak of it is that the peers in his family, his siblings, and his father and mother, in his wildest imagination, would just bow to him. God had the preservation of nations in mind. God had the literal conquering of Egypt. Do you know that literally, without any war or battle, Joseph conquered Egypt? Do you know that? He was the Lord over Egypt. And you're there in the corner of your own ambition, sucked into yourself. You can't see how much more God can do with your life. What a prison you are in. You look at a little boy who's just going to play football and is met by evil casting for Beast of the Nation. And he finds himself winning Oscars. There are people who have had terrible beginnings in their lives. They've suffered so much. Let the pain be worth it. Put everything in the Master's hand. He can make a Joyce Meyer out of a messed up little girl. He can do so many amazing things with everything that did not work in your life. But the key that unlocks everything is being in the Master's use. Don't talk about the disadvantages. You know, I've heard this story of how, you know, things were when I was born. And it wasn't the greatest story. It's one of the lowest times in our family. Already very humble background. You don't know humble. You say humble, well, you're at the point where you just know that what is responsible for you to do is to be humble or face humiliation. You're at that point. I think I remember my mom once sharing about when I was born. Thinks the meal at my christening was not even decent. It wasn't decent. I think things were so bad that I remember clearly, I didn't even get a proper child immunization. There can be more to your life than this. Remove purpose from this, and it's ordinary. I know the best of my life is still ahead of me, but I know I could never have come this far outside purpose. If I've enjoyed any honor in life, it is tied to purpose. If I've been blessed in any way, it came from purpose. I remember this same guy when Nigerian Airways was still Nigerian Airways. How many of you ever flew Nigerian Airways? You will be careful. I look back as a boy of, I think, 9. I stood on the plane, I was preaching, and people thought they were having a sight of their lives. The same boy. I was in Ghana for about a month, from place to place preaching. They took pictures of me and began to sell. His purpose. I remember some of my lecturers in EFL, people that were lecturers in the community, and they would see me and curtsy. I don't think every student gets that your lecturers curtsy when they see you. It's purpose. I can count the number of royal fathers who have hosted me in number, and there's still more in the future. It's purpose. Take the purpose away, you're just back to a field-tied donkey everything you can be is locked within your purpose. I remember many years ago, not many years ago, a couple of years ago, when AY was picked along with two other folks in Nigeria to represent, I think Nigeria at the Obama, what's it called again now? I forgot what it's called. Young entrepreneur, Presidential Entrepreneurship Summit. Look, you would know clearly, of all of them, of the other two, he was the youngest, he was the least qualified. His entry came in the night before the thing closed. I think it was the first time Obama did put that together. You would just know that God was making it. I remember his article put on the U.S. Embassy for a while, the website, and I remember things he referred to in his childhood. When you go to a school so bad that you are taught English language and outside language, and when you see people are humble, you're in their beginning and background. And I remember when he stood, when he was at the embassy, he came back and he said, they put him on a different queue, that your kind don't stay on the general queue. You know, because you are not the one looking for Obama, he's the one who sent for you. And all the guys were just handing him their cards here and there. And I remember something I said to him. I said, this is about the kingdom of God. Your biggest days of glory are tied to the master's use. I remember I came back and he talked. And this always stays. I think I've mentioned this a couple of times in my preachings. And then, you know, there are two people who were on the team. They were like the bigger people, you know, in that sense. And they were, so let's go around. I think OBJ, former president at that time, was in the States as well. So they went, you know, the other two were like, let's go. And he was like, Miss OBJ, what are we really doing together? And then they went there. I wish I could let him come and share this, but I won't put him on the spot. And so he goes, as OBJ was going, yes, so how are you? How is your daddy? Apparently, these people have been doing stuff, you know, they have the pedigree. Hey, how are you? And then it was AY's turn, you know, that kind of thing. There's no how are you, there's no how's your daddy. They don't know. I think he said to him, I know you don't know my dad. So, you know, that kind of thing, you just go on the floor. It's not prostrate. That one is, you just go on the floor. And OBJ laughed and said, now I know you. Now, look. These things are not just to give you an amazing CV. It is all about the kingdom. I look back today, and I see people talk about, the guy who started preaching early, and all of this. And I know it further cries deep down within my being, Hosanna, Hosanna, save us. More lands to be conquered. Hosanna, save us. More problems to be solved for the kingdom. Hosanna, Hosanna, save us. Don't be carried away by the thing they put around you. Your honor is tied to the one who writes on your back. Rise your feet. Do you think you were blessed this morning? We're going to spend some time praying. Purpose walks you out of your prison. Purpose walks you out of the restrictions. You think you just want to get out of this hellhole, but purpose has a lot more in store for you. Leads you right out of the prison and puts you on the seat of power for his name's sake. We're going to pray this morning. And listen, can I beg you, don't make this a prayer, a casual prayer meeting, where you just go on cool. It is time to align yourself with the calendar of heaven. It is time to walk out of every restriction on your life and destiny, and walk into the glorious liberty of those in the master's use. Wherever you are today, just lift up your hands. and begin to say, Lord, I yield. Lord, I yield. Lord, I surrender. Lord, it's all about you. All I've been